You are there, Atlanta Journal, May 31, 1913, Little Mary Fagan. Grand jury called to meet Tuesday in special session, Atlanta Journal. Saturday, May 31, 1913, meeting called by foreman Louis H. Beck, but he declined to say what the jury will investigate. Will Felder's charges be sifted by jury? Chief Beavers silent. Colonel Felder not informed about meeting, but says it's matter of indifference to him. A special session of the Fulton County Grand Jury has been called for next Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, the purpose of which is unannounced and unknown. The call was issued by the foreman, Louis H. Beck, who declines to state what matters will be considered by the grand jury. The impression is general that Foreman Beck has yielded to the demands of Police Chief James L. Beavers that a searching probe be made into the charges preferred by the city detectives against Colonel Thomas B. Felder, involving an alleged attempt to bribe Secretary G.C. February to take certain papers from the safe of the Chief of Detectives, and also to thoroughly inquire into Colonel Felder's countercharges that the police and detective departments are corrupt and are affording protection to disorderly houses and gambling resorts. Not the Fagan case. Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey gave out the first information that the grand jury had been called in special session, but stated that he did not know why nor what for. He did not think the called session would consider any phase of the Fagan murder case, although some persons were inclined to believe the grand jury might take up the confession of James Conley, the Negro sweeper. However, if this were true, Solicitor Dorsey would certainly know about it, for it would be he that would bring this matter to the grand jury's attention. Chief Beavers only smiled when questioned concerning the special meeting of the grand jury. He would not say whether he was advised concerning it or whether it had been called at his instance. The chief's attitude strengthens the belief that the grand jury is preparing to investigate the charges of the city detectives and the countercharges of Colonel Felder. Colonel Felder prepared. Colonel Felder stated that he had no knowledge of a special session of the grand jury. I am perfectly indifferent whether an investigation is made into the charges against me and into my charges against the police and detective departments, said he, but I am fully prepared for such an investigation if one is held. The charges against Colonel Felder grew out of an alleged dictographed conversation between Colonel Felder, A.S. Collier, and G.C. February, the secretary to Chief of Detectives N.A. Lanford. According to these alleged dictographed records and to affidavits made by Messrs. Collier, February, and George M. Gentry, the stenographer who took the conversation down in shorthand, the discussion between Colonel Felder, Collier, and February related to alleged negotiations whereby Colonel Felder was to see to it that they, Collier and February, were paid the sum of $1,000 for the delivery of the Coleman affidavit and other papers in the Fagan case. Colonel Felder, in his reply to the published affidavits and alleged dictographed conversations, scathingly arraigned the police and detective departments and referred to Chief Lanford as the Lieutenant Becker of the Atlanta Police Department.